Welcome to Sunday Painter. I'm your host Jackson, and I'll be giving you a step-by-step guide on how to make your very own work of art.
Jackson! Jackson!
I just got back from holiday, and while I was away, I forgot what my house looked like. How am I gonna get home? Has this common problem ever happened to you? I feel like every time I go away, I forget what my house looks like. Well, don't worry, because I've come up with a solution. This week on Sunday Painter, we're going to be doing a painting of your house. Here's what you'll need. Canvas, brushes, paints, an easel, and a home. Step 1. Set up your easel and supplies outside your house. If it's sunny, put on sunblock and a big floppy hat. You're going to be out here for a while. Easels are called easels because they make paintings easily. When you set up your easel, don't set it up too far from your house, or you might get hit by a car. You might be thinking, Jackson, my house has lots of sides. Which one do I paint? Well, you fumble fist. It might be a good idea to paint the side of your house you can see from the road. That way, when you lose your house, you'll be able to find it. Step dos. Look at your house. Make sure you remember it real hard before you look at the canvas. Count the windows. Count the doors. Count your lawn gnomes, bird baths, and leftover Halloween decorations. Step 3. Begin by drawing an outline on the canvas in pencil. Step 4. Draw the doors and windows, followed by the rest of the details, like the wood paneling or the bricks. Use those sweet baby blues to capture a real sense of the neighborhood in which you are living. Once again, this will really help you find your way home after returning from holiday. Step 5. Fill in the outlines with paint. If you run out of white paint, use leftover sunblock. If you run out of green paint, use some guacamole. I know you millennials love guacamole. Step 6. Now that you've painted your house, it's going to be a lot easier remembering what it looks like. When you are not traveling, I suggest hanging it up inside your house and inviting your friends around for an opening. Houses in Auckland are expensive, am I right? So this bad boy could sell for a hunk of shekels. If you ever need help remembering other things, painting can always come in handy. I've done painting to remind me of my mum's birthday, cooking ratios, and when to wake up. I've got to go now. The Caprese is calling my name. See you next week.